Now we're going to hear from Marie-Pierre Gagnon's team from Université Laval in Quebec City on the development and retention of health professionals in Aboriginal communities through information and communication technologies. This is a really key issue, I think, in Quebec and in Canada in general. So I'm very glad that we have a project that deals with this.
Bonjour. Donc, au nom de l'équipe de Marie-Pierre Gagnon, ma collègue Karine Dubé et moi, Éric Breton, tous deux professionnels de recherche au Centre de recherche du CHUC, présenterons les grandes lignes du projet qui est intitulé les technologies de l'information.
Entitled CIT's Development of Health Professionals and Support in Native Settings. Now, this project is called CIT and First Nations, and we thank the McGill for the funding of the project. This is done closely with Native communities. To do so, a team was struck, made up of the following people and organizations: PI Marie-Pierre Gagnon, and co-researcher Louise Bugeaud and Geneviève Roch. They are all from the nursing school at Laval University. As a collaborator, Mrs. Mary Richardson from the INSPQ, two partners, the Commission for Health and Social Services of First Nations of Quebec and Labrador, as well as the Centre for Health and Social Services of the Baie des Chaleurs, RAs, Amélie Trépanier, master student in community health, and the two of us, Éric Breton and Karine Dubé. This is the overview of the presentation. First, we will tell you how this project is aligned with the broader project developed by Dr. Gagnon, and then we will tell you about the major components of the project, namely the issue at hand, the goals, the methods, as well as the link with the McGill project. The CIT and First Nations project is led by Professor Gagnon. It concerns the relationship between telehealth and recruitment and retention of health professionals, nurses, in remote areas in Quebec. These areas are characterized by the presence of small communities with less than 10,000 inhabitants, and 20% of the Canadian population lives in this type of community. And the access to quality health care remains a major issue in these communities. Therefore, it's important to understand at the same time the reasons for the shortages of nurses. According to the region, the clinical sector, the goal of this project is closely linked to the project presented before McGill, so to study the potential impact of telehealth on recruitment and retention of nurses in peripheral regions. This is a table. The CIT and First Nations project is an iterative project developed in close relationship with our partners from the Commission of Health and Social Services of First Nations in Labrador. Now, we must study the equity of access to health care for Native communities using English. We tried to gather data, and we've had data on the language most often spoken at home among people who are status Indians. According to Statistics Canada data, close to 15% say that they use only English at home. 45% use a native language only, and 38% use French only. For Native communities, equitable access to health care is a major issue, but language features of this community might be a hurdle to having access to health care for these communities, given this context. That was the right slide, I'm sorry. In this context, CITs can be useful resources in order to improve access to healthcare in native communities and promote their social and cultural development, as have observed some researchers, namely Susan and Donald et al., that focused on the use of video conferencing with First Nations in rural and remote regions. Telehealth as well has been shown to be useful for health professionals working in native settings, according to a study made by Health Canada in 2001. This study shows that telehealth can have positive effects on the quality of healthcare and on the working conditions of health professionals, and therefore foster retention in native settings in remote areas. The goals: to explore the role of CITs, including telehealth, for training and support of health professionals working in native communities, Anglophone native communities in Quebec. The results of these studies will allow the identification of potential hurdles or existing hurdles related to the use of CITs. And the results will allow the development of strategies based on these technologies in order to foster the recruitment and retention of health professionals in native settings, depending on local characteristics and local resources. We must specify that the goal is not to promote the use of new technological applications, but rather to document existing projects to see if they meet the needs of native communities, to propose solutions from what already exists in order to promote the retention of health professionals in native settings. In this project, we will favor a participative approach with an open and iterative process in order to make sure that results correspond to expressed needs and the realities of health professionals in these settings. So it's a case study dealing on a health organization with a native clientele that is English speaking. 10 or so interviews will be done with health professionals, 5 who are working now and 5 who have already worked within the organization and who have left in the past 3 years. So our research project is aligned with the MIGL project because it will allow us to see to what extent CITs can reduce the impact of language barriers to access to healthcare and contribute to the retention of health professionals in English-speaking native communities. It will also allow us to better understand various factors that promote or not the use of these CITs and to document solutions that have already been implemented to face the challenges met. And for the participating native communities, our study has some advantages because we'll be able to offer solutions to health and social services organizations regarding recruitment and retention of health professionals, and to propose various strategies to improve access to health care. So that's it. Thank you for your attention.
De travailler dans le nord de la Finlande, où il y a aussi des communautés autochtones. Je travaille beaucoup dans les terres Cree, à la baie James, par exemple, et je vois quotidiennement, quand je suis là-bas, l'amplitude du problème, l'ampleur du problème, si on veut. Donc, je trouve que c'est très important pour le projet de supporter ce genre de recherche-là. Et je suis content, je suis très content qu'on ait eu cette application-là de votre part.